door.
Hi, and welcome to Food Forest Walk, a podcast about permaculture-designed food forest ecosystems. I'm Leah Levice, reminding you that this is a slideshow. You can see the plants that are mentioned in your Podcast 2.0 app. Go to podcastapps.com to download your new modern podcast app and get the most out of this podcast. In this episode, we'll join Jillian Lee Hodler at the Festival Beach Food Forest. Jillian is the Community Engagement and Volunteer Coordinator with Tree Folks in Austin, Texas. To learn more about Tree Folks, go to treefolks.org.
Today, our focus is learning how to identify trees. What we're doing here is we're learning how to be tree detectives. So we are learning to look at trees in a very specific way to see which characteristics are going to show us what that tree is. So it's not just one thing. Sometimes tree ID can be extremely easy, right? Like if we know what pecans look like, for instance, and we see pecans growing on a tree, we can know that's a pecan tree, 100% positive, right? But in your typical tree ID experience, you're going to have to look at multiple characteristics of the tree and to feel 100% confident that you know for sure what type of tree that is, we're going to recommend that you have at least 3 to 5 characteristics that match the tree that you are looking at. Just like we need 3 to 5 characteristics to make sure we have a positive ID, I would also recommend 3 to 5 sources. So some sources might have pictures which are blurry or unclear, or you might think, oh yeah, the leaf shape matches, this is the right thing. Tree ID and plant ID in general is a thing that you kind of learn over time, over observation, and over different times of the year. So it's extremely helpful to go out into the world at different times of the year. Every single month, the tree will look different. It'll be doing different things. It'll have flowers, or it'll have lost all its leaves, or it will have fruit, or it will have the very, very brand new buds. So we're gonna start over here looking at this tree. And I'm pretty sure that most of y'all already know what this is, and actually she already said what it is. But this is gonna be really, really helpful for us as a starting point for observation of what we wanna look for. So we're gonna start off with the leaves. A great place to start for plant identification. Where are the leaves? Well, you might think this is a leaf, right? No, this is a leaflet. So when you're doing tree ID or plant ID, you want to look for the buds, which is where the leaf grew from. The bud is at the top, so over here. It's really hard to see because it's really up high. What I want to explain is that this entire thing is one leaf, and these are multiple leaflets. So when you find that bud that's growing there, it's just like a tiny little nub. That bud indicates that this entire thing is a leaf. This is a compound leaf, not a simple leaf. A simple leaf is just one single thing all by itself, simple. Oh, this is a great example of a simple leaf. So we can find the bud is very, very tiny. The place where the leaf connects to the branch has a bud. And this tells you that this is one leaf. Same that we know that that is a compound leaf, right? So the first characteristic that we want to be aware of is simple versus compound leaves. So just because we see the leaf shape, that's not necessarily telling us whether or not that's the leaf. We have to find that bud to know whether we have a simple or a compound leaf. What else can we observe besides the leaves? What else can we observe about this tree that might help us to make an identification? The bark or the trunk, yes. So what can we say about this trunk or this bark? It's rough. It's rough, it's flaky, it's starting to come off a little bit. What about the color? Grayish brown? Yes. What about the size?
It's kind of tall.
This fig tree is never gonna get that tall. The pecan is one of the tallest trees that we have in our area. So the size is obviously dependent on the age of the tree, right? When this tree was a baby, it wasn't this size. But the fact that it can grow to be this size is also a characteristic. We'll call this a large tree. A fig tree would never get to be that large. So far we have simple versus compound leaf. We know it's a compound leaf. We have rough bark, which is grayish brown. Those are two characteristics. We have the size, it's a large tree. What is another characteristic that we can observe about this tree that will help us to identify it? What are these dangly things? Do you guys know what those are? Flowers, yes. So one of the easiest ways to identify a tree or any plant is by the flowers. They're unique to either the actual tree itself or the family of trees that it belongs to. In this case, these are very similar to oak. So oak and pecan have extremely similar looking flowers, but if you see those, you will know this is either something from the pecan family or something from the oak family. So that will help you narrow it down. So why are flowers so important when you're doing tree identification and plant identification? They're only there for a limited time, unfortunately. I wish the flowers were there all year long because that would make it much easier to identify things. But the reason that they're important is because the way that we separate trees and plants into categories is through the reproductive parts, the flowers and the fruit. That's how we categorize plants. That's how we decide what family they are in, what genus they're in, what species they are. It's based on the flowers and the fruit of the plants. So these dangly flowers are unusual, right? It's not like a flower with petals. It's not like a rose. So you'll start to see as you observe more and more and more plants, there's an enormous variety of flowers that we wouldn't necessarily think of as looking like a flower. But as we observe and learn, we'll start to notice that these flowers are extremely helpful and they're going to teach us what this plant is. We've got compound leaves, not simple. We have rough, flaky, grayish brown bark. We have tall, it's a large tree. And we have these long dangly flowers. One thing that you'll learn about tree ID and plant ID, you don't need to learn all the scientific terminology. It's nice if you know all that stuff. It's helpful, it's not a bad thing. But you can still learn how to identify plants without memorizing a bunch of complicated scientific terms. I'm calling it a dangly thing. Y'all are understanding me. We know what we're talking about, right? I'm nervous, I forgot the name. It's okay. We're gonna find one more characteristic so that we have five, so that we feel really confident that we know exactly what this tree is. And I'm gonna encourage us to go with fruit. Let's try to see if we can identify the fruit of this tree. So this tree didn't make any fruit yet because it is still making flowers. So the flowers get pollinated and grow into becoming the fruit. So when you see flowers on a tree or a plant, it probably won't have fruit on it yet because it goes in stages. And every tree and every plant is different in how they grow. So some trees will start with the flowers first. Most trees will start with the leaves first. And some trees will have leaves all year long. So these trees will start to put their leaves out in April. Other trees will start to put their leaves out in February. So the timing of when things are growing and developing on the tree, that's another characteristic. So if you see that the tree has leaves in winter, that will tell you this is either an evergreen or a semi-evergreen tree, not a deciduous tree. A deciduous tree loses all of its leaves in winter. It doesn't just sometimes lose all of its leaves in winter. It always does. So this is a characteristic that we know for sure. And that's why going out and doing tree ID in different times of the year is so incredibly helpful, because things will look different and you'll have different clues that you can use because you're becoming tree detectives. So this is our fruit. And a lot of times if you don't have any fruit on the tree at the time when you're observing, you can just look down and find fruit that has already dropped. And maybe it's a year old, but you can still use it to identify. So I think probably everybody recognizes this, knows what this is, right? It's a pecan. So we have 5 positive ID characteristics. We know this is a pecan tree. Thank you, beautiful pecan. We love you. So let's move on to the next tree. Remember that we started before with the leaves, and we wanted to say if they were simple or compound leaves. Simple leaves, meaning that there's only one leaf, the whole leaf. Compound, meaning that there's multiple leaflets on one single leaf. So let's try to find a bud and decide if this is a simple or a compound leaf. It is a simple leaf, but do you notice that the buds are too small to see?
Yeah, they're very small.
You cannot see them. So not all trees have observable buds. They're varying sizes. So we won't necessarily be able to observe the buds. So in this case, we're going to go ahead and move on to the next characteristic. What is the shape of this leaf? It doesn't have to be a scientific word. It's long and skinny, exactly. So that is an extremely important observation. This is going to grow long and skinny leaves. This is our very clear thing that we observed about this tree. What else can we say about this leaf besides the fact that it's long and skinny?
It doesn't have like wiggles.
Yes, it has a margin which is not lobed. So the margin is the edge of the leaf, and lobes meaning it has a shape like this, like an oak leaf. So this is a smooth margin, I guess. I don't know what to call that exactly. So not lobed. What else can we observe about these leaves? What about color? They're bright green. They're a yellowish green. They're not a dark green like a, what's an easy example of a dark green leaf? Like this one's a little bit darker, you could say, right? These ones are a little bit lighter. So you start to see that kind of difference when you start to observe closer and closer, right? So maybe at first glance, you're like, it's green. But as you start to see things and observe them and get more used to the differences, which are finer and finer differences, you can start to observe things like the color of the leaf is specific, right? And it's pretty much going to be that color for this type of tree. Okay, so it's yellowish green, it's not lobed, it's long and skinny. Those are 3 characteristics. Can we get another characteristic of this leaf? What else can you observe? Let's touch it.
Very soft.
Smooth, soft, not stiff, not waxy. It's not like a live oak leaf. It's not hairy. It's not fuzzy, right? This is a typical leaf of a deciduous tree, meaning that a tree is deciduous if it loses its leaves every winter. Deciduous trees tend to not put as much effort into making a strong, tough leaf that needs to survive year after year because it's just going to die in the winter. So deciduous leaves tend to be a little bit less tough and thick and waxy. Okay, one more characteristic that we can observe about this leaf. What are the edges like? It's serrated like a saw blade. So these serrated edges, that's called the margin of the leaf, the edge, that's a characteristic. This tree is always gonna have that serrated leaf edge. So when you learn to look and see that, you'll immediately have a clue. So I think probably most of y'all can tell what this tree is, but if it didn't have its fruit on it, how would you recognize it? Right? So we want to learn to recognize trees in different stages of growth, in different times of the year, and not only when they're fruiting. But let's talk about the fruit. Okay, so we can observe this fruit. What can y'all observe about it? Let's everybody touch it. Can y'all touch one? Yes, very, very specific characteristic. It has fruit which is fuzzy. It's always gonna be fuzzy. That's gonna be something that is going to be a positive ID characteristic. Whatever variety of peach it is, it'll still be fuzzy. So one more thing I want you guys to observe about this peach tree. Let's look at this bark. What can you guys notice about this bark? It's smooth. Can you guys get up really close so you can really see the bark really, really well? Yes, it has those weird little holes in it. Do you guys see those tiny little holes? That's an ID characteristic. Do you guys see how it has a pattern where the holes are in a horizontal line? That's characteristic of this genus. The peach species is Prunus persica. That's the scientific name. Prunus is the genus. Persica is the species. The botanical name or the scientific name or the Latin name of the tree is like saying Homo sapiens, right? So we are of the genus Homo. Our species is sapiens. Every single living organism has a scientific name, a genus, and a species. So we know this is a peach, Prunus persica, but that genus, the Prunus, there's a lot of different things growing right here in this forest that are in the Prunus genus. And even if they didn't have fruit on them, and even if they didn't have the same type of leaves, and even if you didn't know what they were, you can observe this type of bark. And you can guess, oh, I bet that's a Prunus. It has that same type of bark, those same type of holes, that horizontal pattern. And not only that, but what color is this bark?
A tiny purple, like a brown.
It's a purpley color. That is very unusual for tree bark. So when you see this type of purpley colored with the holes, with the horizontal stripes and the smooth, you can guess this is probably in the Prunus genus. And guess what? Those Prunus are all edible species. By the way, never touch a plant unless you're really certain that it's safe to touch. It could be poison ivy. Poison ivy hides. It looks like a lot of different things. It grows up trees and sneakily makes you think that it's part of the tree, but it's not. Who here is allergic to poison ivy? Yeah, it's no fun, right? So everybody, if you're interested in plant ID of any sort, the very first plant you need to learn how to identify is poison ivy. And never touch it. And if you're thinking it could be, maybe possibly 1% chance, don't touch it. Where is the tree's habitat? Are you finding this tree in a garden? Are you finding it in a nature preserve? That is a clue. That is going to help you know whether it's probably a native species or something like a peach that doesn't grow in the wild. Well, it grows in the wild, but it grows in the wild in Asia, not here. And wouldn't that be fantastic to go and see a wild peach forest? Definitely on my bucket list. Okay, so it's a peach tree. Can everybody kind of shout out the ID characteristics that we use to identify it? We tried simple versus compound, but we couldn't find the buds, right? So what did we say? We said
no lobes.
Long, skinny leaves.
No lobes, long and skinny leaves. What else?
Bright green color.
Bright green, yellowish green color.
Serrated edges.
Serrated edges.
Smooth and light, so probably deciduous.
Yes, smooth, light, not fuzzy, not very thick. And there was one more.
Purple.
Yes, purplish, smooth bark with little holes in a horizontal pattern, typical of the Prunus genus. Do you guys know what else is in the Prunus genus besides peaches?
Plums.
What else?
Apricots?
Apricots. What else?
Nectarine.
Nectarine, yes. Cherries. Almonds. So Prunus has a lot of edible trees. So very important genus to learn how to identify. Okay, let's keep going. The mosquitoes have found me, so it's time to move on. What a beautiful tree. Isn't it exceptional? I'm assuming you guys probably are familiar with this tree already. Does everyone know what this is? It's an oak. Does everyone know what type? It's a live oak. Okay, so why is this tree called a live oak? Does anyone know? Yes, it has its leaves on in the winter, which most other oaks and other trees do not. So it looks alive when other trees look dead. So that's one of the great benefits of doing tree ID in the winter, is you get to learn which trees are evergreen versus deciduous. Does everybody remember what deciduous means? Loses their leaves in the winter. So let's talk about evergreen versus semi-evergreen. Is this a true evergreen? No. Look, it lost all of its leaves. Every single year in the spring, it grows new leaves and the old leaves come off. Semi-evergreen, not a true evergreen. That's another ID characteristic. We can just pick up a leaf off of the ground. Okay, let's look at this leaf. What can we observe about this leaf? Even though it's dead, we can still use it for ID characteristics. What do you notice?
It's pretty hard.
It's hard. It's tough and leathery and stiff, which is typical of an evergreen or a semi-evergreen leaf. It's going to have to survive throughout the winter. That's why it tends to be a little bit tougher. What else can y'all notice about it?
Smallish.
It's kind of small.
No lobes.
No lobes. Smooth edges. So the peach had a serrated margin, like a saw blade. This one has a smooth margin, also called an entire margin. So that's an important ID characteristic. What else can y'all notice about it? It has a different color on the bottom than it does on the top. The peach leaf, if you guys remember, and the pecan leaf looked basically the same on the top and on the bottom. This one looks very different. So that's another ID characteristic that you can learn to observe. The bottom looks different from the top. And what is a really obvious characteristic about this entire tree as a whole?
Massive.
It's huge! There are very, very few trees in our region that will ever get not only this tall, but this wide. The live oak is the widest tree in Central Texas. It can get up to 100 feet wide. So that is really interesting and very clearly something that we can observe here in this tree. How old do y'all think this is?
100 years.
100, 300? Anybody else?
70?
40 or 50? I don't know, but it's fun to think about. Certainly more than 100, absolutely, for sure. Trees grow at different rates depending on their habitat, on their soil. We are right next to the Colorado River. That means we have floodplain soil. That's rich soil deposited over many, many years by the river. That means the trees growing in this area will get bigger faster. So it's quite possible that this tree looks a little bit older than it actually is because of this excellent soil that it's growing in.
The Festival Beach Food Forest is a regenerative agroforestry system in Austin, Texas. You can find volunteer opportunities and a calendar of events at festivalbeach.org. You can also donate to Festival Beach and sign up for the newsletter at festivalbeach.org. This is Leah Levice, and I'll see you at the Food Forest.